I say my jaw is with me. And I love him so badly. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning to each and everybody listening throughout the globe. Everybody tuning in to thetimewelivein.com. thetimewelivein.com. How you doing? How you feeling? How are you? And how are you? And how are you? Everybody throughout the globe, you know, it's a one love synopsis, one love scenario. It's always one love. You know, for the most part, you know what I'm saying? Like for true. Because not everybody, because people are susceptible to society, you could say. And the narrative society wants to paint. Oh, yeah. Society wants to paint a narrative and people follow it. So in regards to that, I'm not following nothing. No. Because I walk in my own skin. And that is the thing, my friend. So I'm gonna sing again. Let me sing another song. Yeah. We have to give thanks to the Most High for everything that we see. Yeah. Everything that we feel, yay. All emotions too, yay. And spiritual thing true. And what we're going to do, we're going to praise the Most High. We're going to become powerful in this time. We're going to draw the line. And we don't want no evil cross that line, cause if they do, it won't be fine. Cause Father Jah is with me, and he's mine, and I'm his. So what we going to do? We're going to risk this. Yes, you mean? But no risky business. There's no risky business in God's business, and Jehovah. You know, even the word Jehovah, I'm going to have to kind of rewind it. Because there's a lot of words that they use, you see, that mean other things in different contexts and different, like in terms of the history of the language. So we have to kind of understand when we can get to know, like we're not going to close our eyes or we're not going to close our ears and pretend that we don't hear. We don't see. No, I'm not seeing it. No, that's not happening. Speaking about that's not happening. I guess it depends on the world. You can see on the TV and think it's not happening. And then you can see on the TV and you can think that it is happening. What a thingy. That's crazy. Yeah? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Especially when they all come different angles and they're going to straight tell you. They come different angles and they straight tell you. But they tell you from a different angle. The way I see it, the way I feel it. But the truth is like it catches some and it doesn't catch others. And then people, you hear it. Because it's hard to talk about other people, you see. That's what happened. So in my realm, I really, you know, like when you know, say, there's few things, like, you know, when you're making up a story, it's like this. And then you're comparing it to something that you just made up, you know. And then there's another one where, you know, like, you have to be, well, I am particularly careful. Or I try to be, because, man, sometimes I'm all, and I mean, normally I got to retract, track. Just like Charles Barkley, I'm going to retract that right there, though. I don't even know. Certain things I don't even follow, like NBA. You know what I mean? Like, I like the basketball highlights, and I watch it. Maybe too much of it, but I'm making use of it, too, though, because, like, certain aspect of things, you know, I'm gonna break it down. I'm going to make a video. And I'm going to put it on the YouTube. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, man. YouTube's kind of hot and steamy. But hear what? YouTube is censored. That's the thing we're talking about, ain't it? nothing's happening here. The news media outlets, even before Donald Trump came out and said that they're fake news. But CNN got caught hiring actors and these sort of things. The thing goes so deep that, like for example, like the Donald Trump inauguration, like there's cameras there. But then Trump will say he had the largest crowd ever. But every other people in other parties are going to say that it was the worst crowd ever. Well, which is it? You know what I mean? And there's camera footage. So it's a psychops. It's a psychops. That's why they wear the red tie, the blue tie, the blue tie, the red tie. Them no wear no yellow nor an orange. They're not wear like that. Certain, you know, certain ones. And those certain ones, you gotta look them in the eye. Yeah. Like the brethren from El Salvador, even though he's speaking a whole lot of things and he's straight telling you, you know, corruption going on over here, like in the United States. Right? He's straight telling you. But he has a red handkerchief in his breast pocket. All these things mean things. Because they have this thing of symbolism for real. Thanks to the internet, and these things become so exposed, open widely. But then are you covering your eyes? You know, I'm not seeing anything. And then they use this thing with time to change things. Yeah, they use time to change things. That's a whole, you can speak in so many topics in history, and you can see that, especially with the power of the internet today. However, they have a thing called AI, where they can create images, create these things, and it looks very realistic. So there's a lot of things going on out there. Why my poem, Truth and Lies, can keep going on and 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 on. Because I'm lying. And the truth is really like uncovered. It's like it's really under swept under the rug, man. Including how powerful a person is. Why would they put the fluoride in the water? Why would they put the fluoride in the water? And in other things. And the fluoride really, it makes your pineal gland smaller, or it doesn't exercise it. And that pineal gland, we need it, you know, especially in these times. Now, we're going to have to go on another day, another time. Let's look up the pineal gland. Because why another day, another time? Because written in the Bible, why wait till tomorrow? What you can do for today kind of thing. You know what I mean? So let's look it up. Because this is an interesting thing. You know what I mean? Whether you're saying, okay, like, are they dumbing people down? Man, that's probably like the least, you know, because what else? Right? Pineal gland. Let's look it up. And you know, my spelling has become more terrible. Yeah. And the thing is, I have to start to read a lot more. Because if you ever watch, let's bring his name again. The one that put the back on his head. The celebrity. And he's like, you're wonderful people. Australian Regent. 4.2 million subscribers. Something like that. What's his name again? Oh, remember. Brand. Something Brand. And look how he speaks. He speaks so fluently. And you know he's reading, you know, off of something. But you read so fluently. And that becomes a matter of just continuous reading, you know, because when you continually read, then all functions are cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're on your P's and Q's, you know what I'm saying? In regards to even your eyes and your witnessing and what you're seeing and what you're speaking about, you know, like it's so important, you know, and even down to when you're spelling, hear the word spelling, spell. And I never really believed these things until I started really speaking to the really this Rasta. You know what I mean? And it's like spell. No, they put spells on things. You know? Spells. Spelling. In the words of English. Because when you look at the breakdown of the English, it goes to spells for true. So that's why they say you always be careful of what you say. You know, or be careful of the things that they say. You know? Yeah. And another thing too. Okay, anyways, go. Pineal gland. P-I-N-E-A-L space G-L-A-N-D gland. A pea-sized conical mass of tissue behind the third ventricle of the brain. Secreting, there's the words, words play. Are we playing on the words? I think they're playing on the words, man. Even though this is Google, you can't Google a Bible and thing, you know, like between yourself and myself. I want to put Ryan Garcia up in that tab, you know, but you I know they watch all kinds of things. And are the people ready to come together? Are they? That's the question. A pea-sized conical, C-O-N-I-C-A-L, mass of tissue behind the third ventricle of the brain, secreting a hormone-like substance in some animals. More definitions. Because we got to break this one down. I don't know what you're really saying to me. It's telling me the location. But what does it do? You know, what's the power? What is the power? Let's put that in there. What is the power of the pineal gland? The main function of the pineal gland is to receive information about the state of the light-dark cycle from the environment and convey this information by the production and I've never even seen that word before. Secretion. I see the word secret before, but secretion. I-O-N on the back end of secret. What the heck is going on? What? Secretion of the hormone. There's a word to get hormone. Melatonin. Oh. If we can break things down, the melatonin, skin color. Because when it comes into what they're speaking about, that's why this thing is for real, eh? This thing is for real, eh? Because the body's, I didn't know this, but the body's worth a lot of money. I saw on YouTube one time, a Filipino girl, she goes, I could sell you for $1 million. And I'm laughing, you know. But you wouldn't want to be sold for $1 million. That's nothing funny about it. Tell people I freak. You're able to do these things, but yet still, you're not going to want that to happen to you. Or the people, you know what I mean? Let's talk about them, because what it says is state of the light dark cycle from the environment. The light dark cycle, okay. The main function of the pineal gland is to receive information about the state of the light dark cycle from the environment. Now, playing games with me. Because they shouldn't really put the word environment in there. Environment? Or would you say the atmosphere? Or would you say... that threshold between flesh and spirit. Is that what it's saying? From the environment and convey this information by the production and secretion of the hormone melatonin. So what this is saying to me is that hormone melatonin, them no one, nobody know what that really is all about, because it's a secretion of the hormone, unless they will just straight tell you, right? Not secretion. Well, let's look up the word secretion then. You guys are crazy. They out of this world, man. You know what I'm saying? And with the power of the internet, and you're seeing so many things, and you say, wait a minute, is that true? Is that right? As simple as you see it. Like the trees, the big giant trees. Those are big giant trees. But they say, no, that's a mountain. And lots of them mountains, they look like they got faces on it for real. You're claiming that? And they're looking at the outskirts and the skin and comparing it to like, oh my goodness. And then when you're going inside of the mountain now underneath, when they have a little opening in the bottom, and it's shaped like a woman's part for sure. And you're going in there and you're seeing all this stuff. And what do they call it? That stone that people have in their house. And I think it smells good. And you light it. Yeah, it's in people's houses. Yeah, make no mistake. Hold on. Because if I open up this Bible from 18-something, I'm pretty sure you're going to see giants in there still. Right? Okay, so secretion. A process by which substances are produced and discharged from a cell, gland, or organ for a particular function in the organism or for accretion. And it says, quote, alcohol had a stimulatory effect on gastric acid secretion. Why did they put that in capitals right now? Right now, quotation. Okay. Hold on. Secretion. A process by which substances are produced and discharged from a cell. So which substances are produced and discharged from a cell, gland, which is underlined, and discharge is underlined, or organ for a particular function in the organism or the excretion. All right. Organism is underlined. Excretion is not. But call me slow, but I don't know what excretion is. Oh, excretion versus secretion. What's that? Excretion, the process by which animals rid themselves of waste products and of the nitrogenous byproducts of metabolism. Through excretion, organisms control osmotic pressure, the balance between inorganic ions and water, and maintain acid-base balance. Well, let me say, the water. You can talk about the water, but I'm not going to change the subject really right now. Because let's go back to the power of the pineal gland. Main function of the pineal gland is to receive information about the state of the light-dark cycle from the environment and convey this information by the production and secretion of the hormone melatonin. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be here for about 10 hours. you know, because we're going to have to break this down and break it down and break it down. Okay, what's this one say? Why? Because when they're saying, because it's really going in a loop, you know, the way I see it. Secretion, a process by which substances are produced and discharged from a cell, gland, or organ for a particular function in the organism or for excretion. And then excretion was the process by which animals rid themselves of waste products and of nitrogenous byproducts of metabolism, right? Through excretion, organisms control osmotic pressure, the balance between inorganic ions and water, and maintain acid-base balance. Balance! That's all about balance, you know? Yeah, that's all about balance. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, balance. So, I'm going to balance out the thing. Right? So, I don't know, but to me, what it's saying that something's activated. And the main words to me that sticks out is the light-dark cycle, right? Receive information about the state of the light-dark cycle from the environment and convey this information by the production and secretion. Hold on, convey, so it's given the information by the production and secretion. And then the secretion means a process by which substances are produced and discharged from a cell. So, let's go. And convey this information by the production and secretion of the hormone melatonin. Okay? So that's the process by which substances are produced and discharged from that melatonin for a particular function in the organism. Oh, for a particular function in the organism. With excretion. So we didn't really have to look up excretion. But for a particular function. So what is the function? Because the effects. That's why they put the alcohol had a stimulatory effect on gastric acid secretion. So then go put something weird on. Couldn't find a better example. Because what I think is seen is like when it's activated, he can receive information about the state of the light-dark cycle from the environment. But we're not saying the environment. We're saying the Most High. Because the Most High runs the nature. Because remember, I believe we go into this one, you know, with wisdom, where wisdom is a woman and she walked below the earth and talk. And there's much more to go still in this Bible's telling you. So then the fluoride weakens that. Pineal gland. So what's the power of pineal gland with the fluoride? It's not the word power got to come out of the word pineal gland. But the thing is that we as people are much more stronger than we can even imagine. That's why you see these people levitate. They levitate. And I was watching one thing, watched too much things. But the Brethren, the teacher said he only taught the person because he had a strong will. Like he believed everything he said, the teacher said. And what the teacher was saying, he's the person he's speaking about is one of his best students. And he's very strong. And he's telling the student that if you tell people it's magic, they're just going to think it's not real. So at the time that you do it when it's real, they're going to think it's magic. Oh, I thought it was. Yeah. Even fluoride, you know something wrong with fluoride. Because me, I'm born in Toronto or in Canada, you know. And then I'm just saying, I don't know how all systems work throughout the world. Right? I don't know how all systems work throughout the world. And I'm not saying Canada's good neither. Because the same brand, Russell Brand, that's his name, Russell Brand. Russell Brand, he just came out with something talking about Canada and Trudeau. But it's not like we're covering our eyes and we can't see. We can see. Can he not see? Can he see? The man froze the people's money. He froze the people's money. How do you expect them to? Hold on. Wait, you're freezing the money and you're signing bills to increase the tax at the same time. Hold on. How's that gonna work? He called these people terrorists, you know. And it looked to me on all because YouTube live stream, you know, a pure fun and joking and cooking and taking care of each other. If that's not the way to go, man, I don't know. But what I'm saying is that as a child, and you go to the dentist, I am young blood, you know, young, you know what I mean? Daddy says we have to go to dentist. We got to go to dentist. Yeah, man. Whatever time they say, you got to go to dentist. You got to go to dentist. And the dentist says, all right, we're going to put this thing called fluoride in your mouth, you know. All you got to do, check this out. Watch what I'm going to do right here real quick. All you got to do, we're going to put the fluoride in this thing here. You can choose a flavor. And every couple months, I have a new flavor. Yeah. At first, they had a generic flavor. Couple years. Then they come up one called bubblegum. Then they say, all right, we have one called marshmallow. Then they say, all right, I want cookies. Hey, them time you want to go back to the dentist and say, all right, man, what flavor you have this time? You know what I mean? Because as a young lad, a young little lassie, all you want is candy. Candy. I remember I did this and look at this now. My dad put me in acting for my child. Don't ask me why. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. My dad's that article put me in soccer, all these things. I mean, as a child, sometimes you don't harness and you don't because you're always out there want, you know, video games. That's probably the problem. When you can harness it. Cause I'm on that video game, you know, up conquering jump man. Yeah. And back a ship in these things. That's what happened. So by the time it comes down to, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know. And everything is funny, jokey, laughy. But anyways, dentist says, all right, now, what flavor you want? Okay? And you got to put that thing in your mouth. And then it goes where? Along the gums. So not just that, but the mouth. With the saliva and all that other stuff, you can pretty much say if you want to put something into somebody's body that way, like it's a good way if you do it, you know, like, you know what I mean? If you really want to really say, all right, no. Because look here, gums, right? Let me see, there's a word for it, but how, what is it now? Okay, like, how much does the gums absorb? Right? How much does the gums absorb? Gums absorb, say, germs, right? Just to say, or bacteria, right? Let's go see where they're bacteria, because now we're going to get in at some of them scientific. Yeah, we have to use science word. Right? Okay, a new study suggests that just 10 minutes of chewing gum can... Oh, no, I don't want to see it. Does gum kill germs in your mouth? How much is gum? Anyways, I don't know. Too much on the mind. But what I am saying is that if you put the fluorides around the gums for a certain period of time, how much does that go into your bloodstream? How much is that absorbed into you? And then how often are you going to the dentist? How often are you putting that into your system? Not only that, but we're talking TechnoShot. Because we're not going to cover our eyes and be like, oh, it's not happening, it's not happening. But this just shows you it's happening, it's been happening. But we never knew nothing about it. Isn't that crazy? You know what I'm saying? And like, all these shots you're taking from your baby, and you probably don't need it. You just don't need it. Look here. Cancer. You go tell a doctor. But then again, there's a gentleman there, a rasta man. And he died of cancer. I see this one from Gina Jenny. He died of cancer, but and he didn't do anything about it. But then again, now what I'm saying is this now. If you go to the doctor and tell the doctor, listen, I got cancer, or whatever is going on in the system. Doctor says, all right, go take chemo. Now, the chemo puts pure radiation into your body, so your body gets all weak. They say that's normal, but then they see with this jab, it's normal to get sick like crazy 2-3 days after. Then people I'm working with, they're like, oh, yeah, that's normal. Normal? What makes it normal? What makes it normal? Because everybody's getting sick for two, 3 days, and pop, pop, you come back again. What about those side effects now? You know? Nobody can really say, okay, I told you so. What we have to say now, what are we going to do about it? What's going on? You can see on the live TV, right? Okay, they're talking about, we might be here for about another hour. Like, you know, I'm trying to get this Operation Amber project finished, to be honest. But, you know, I had a dream. And you're not going to believe me because I don't dream a lot. But I had a dream. And I couldn't, I didn't really understand what it really meant. And then I was taking a shower, yeah, where the fluoride come down on me. Right? Fluoride's coming down on me. And I got a premonition. Because the first part of the dream was like, okay, I was working. And I was with somebody, and I was walking with them, but they're first. Then they walked into a room, and I seen that the room didn't look too straight. Something was wrong. And I said, don't go in there. It's a trap. Then somebody come, and the same person opening the door, struggling with them. And then their dreams switch off, and then we're running. And I thought it... I don't want to say read that part there, but who I thought it was. And so it kind of divided. It's like, okay, you go down this way. I'm going to go down this way. And the next thing you know, it's like a boxing arena. And a person was kind of like sitting on the ropes, like deflated per se. Your head down. Boxing gloves on. And maybe it's because I'm listening to like some of these, like in the nighttime, like whether it wasn't the jazz, I know. Like at that time, it was probably because I listen to instrumentals a lot. And but there's these holy ones and stuff. And it's kind of crazy sometimes because you don't know what kind of frequency and what that music's really doing to you sometimes. And maybe that's why the dream happened that way. But you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. And I'm going to do another segment on this whole thing. Right here live on the podcast, you know. Whatever you hear me talk about here on this podcast, I can't speak about this on YouTube, you know. I have one strike already. Oh. And not no serious strike like where I'm speaking about anything like that. You know? But not gonna believe this. So that's the dream, right? Check this out. Like before that dream, they're saying that they have a migrant problem in the USA. Check this out. This is serious business, real thing. This is serious. Like, way too serious. And it's not like we can't say, no, we don't see these. And these things are happening. They've been talking about it. Whether it's to say, okay, they're trying to make things of the norm. Because for the years and years and years, they put all these things on TV to make people, like, when you see other things on TV that are true, you're not going to believe it. You're going to think you're just watching TV. Or you might believe it, but it's not the same. Because first, they put so much of it on the TV, so you become, like, immune to it. Per se. Now, you never know until it happens to you. Big up Brazil. Three finger salute. See? Three finger salute for Brazil. Three finger salute for France. Three finger salute for Burkina Faso. Three finger salute for Niger. Three finger salute. Mali. Morocco. All the people that can bond together, unite, and know, listen, we're not working with what you're working with, because they have a thing called G8. They have a thing called G20. And is it a surprise that a lot of the same things are happening in each country? Look what happened with that COVID-19 thing. Look how they started beating up the people. The police are the worst too, because the police, what happened? At the time that they said the police had to get vaccinated too. So what? Yeah, man, I said, no, man, turning my badge, you know, hey, yeah, okay. Same thing with the nurses. Nurses were okay, not all of them, but a lot of them were okay until they had to get it. So then what happens now? You're saying, oh, you know, we're going to win a lawsuit. It doesn't seem like it's the same. Like, let me tell you something. You could might as well just say that's a test to see how the people are going to react and how you're going to react to their reaction. You can't tell me that they got the best interest at heart for you. You can't tell me that. And then what happened though? Because listen, the police just wasn't able to can't trust them, you know. But from a long time ago, they're thugging it. I see them live and direct downtown Toronto. You didn't see nothing. You didn't see nothing. Boom, 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 boom. Roughing up people. Is that how they train you? In Mississauga, in Canada, they used to stop me so much. By the time I see the them behind me, I just pull over. No, true. I swear. I just pull over. And listen, I work FedEx. You know what I mean? I vending machine, all kinds of stuff working, doing. No reason to stop me, but they ain't got nothing to do. So then they got a badge, a gun. The freedom of going, and it's not really freedom of going in somebody's pocket because you're not allowed to do that. Twisting, manipulating the law. Then they see all these things that they're privy to, quote unquote, that they had never seen before in their life and such like this. Like even the camaraderie. The mob mentality. That's mob mentality. Serve and protect who? Serve and protect who? All right then. Let's go down to Haiti. Because, oh, you want to with the dream? With the dream, and so before we get to Haiti, we talk about the dream. It's all really goes coinciding. It all goes hand in hand. We as a people, because I don't know who's who. I'll tell you, because so many people crave a thing called power, security. So many people, they have a thing that they got to be better than the other person, and I'm not blaming the person. You got to blame the society of which you're brought up. In the whole school system, it's a whole thing of competition. Well, not everybody's going to learn the same. And I guess you can see that they kind of recognize that per se and put people into trade schools and what that's like dividing into two. But it's a system that's not really, I don't know, man. I don't think it's righteous, G. You know, I really do believe it's some type of indoctrination. Like, I used to drop asleep in history class. Now I know why. You know, you're such a job. You think you have an attention span problem. You thinking, man, I just love play. No, they're lying. can't listen to this. I'm going to go to sleep. Right? Even the map's not right, right? Africa is not so small, is it? I think it's the biggest. And I'm just simply saying lies, right? Now, the dream, because this thing is so serious. So the migrants are coming from, listen to this, okay? Migrants come from wherever they come from, because of whatever is going on in the country. Like Afghanistan, they bomb Afghanistan like crazy. People had to flee Afghanistan, and it's going on like that from a very long time ago, and they flee, they go to another place, right? Time, history goes, they become that, you know, whether Jewish or, you know, whatever, wherever they migrate to. But in this situation, whatever is going on, because what I'm saying, ultimately, like these Babylon people, they drive the people out of their own place because their places are rich. But it looks like they're poor because they've been taken, right? And then now they're like, okay, listen, we got to get you guys out of there so we can do what we want to do. So they bomb it and tell you all kinds of foolishness and make money off of selling. Like when I found out, like, the two enemies are trading arms, what the heck is going on? Now, the dream. Because before I had the dream, here's the story real quick. It's a deeper story. I got to tell you, we got to go the deep version. Because there, a lot of them are coming through the Dorian. I believe we went into that. Like, you know, that's a tough road, man. They got babies on their back. And what do you hear a lot of? It's women and what? Children. A lot of women and children. You hear them on the media talking about gangsters and this and that. But when you're looking and you're seeing, it's pure women and children. There's some. Sure, you might have some. Sure, you might have some. But a lot of them are saying, listen, we're looking to make a better way because of whatever's going on in the country. So, number one, that's why you can never judge people. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know a person's story. You know what I'm saying? You don't know a person's story. Now, they had to make the excursion to the border. And then what happens? They pick them up. Like, the process, you know. Not all of them, because some of them. And if you're thinking about coming to the USA, you listen to me good right now. Remember the dream? Don't go in there. If you know a migrant, first of all. If you know somebody saying that they want to come for a better way of living into the United States or Canada, you know somebody thinking about that, and you listen to me right now, you better just tell them go to www.thetimewelivein.com and listen to me now. This isn't no funny game. People are joking. You want to get rich off of hurting people? Hold on. Remember the dream. I'm a little upset. But I can't act like it, you know? No, true. I just can't act like it really, true, you know? No, I'm really upset, man. That's why, boy, babbling on my pocket, you know. That Pinot Grand, I gotta make it more powerful somehow, so me. Achieving holiness, the strength of the Almighty, the Most High. I'm gonna need that right now. We're all gonna need that right now. But follow me where I'm going with this one. You know I'm going somewhere with this one. Cause remember the dream, you know. I reiterate the dream if you want me to, but I'm telling you this. If you know a migrant right now, the migrant, I don't know why I keep calling him migrant, because he's bedded into the head from hearing all these people call him migrant. I don't care what definition. It doesn't sound good. Tell them to listen to me right now. And if after this broadcast, you will run into somebody, say they're on their way to this night, I say turn back. Immediately. Here's how this one works. Going from that country to this country. Going through that whole thing. Of, like, first of all, that's danger business. And people do it. Women and children, young ones, baby, you know. And that's not easy, you know. So they go, they do it though, they do it. So that means something's going on in the country. Something going on. They can't stay there, for sure. 100%. If you have got your cartel, and I'm not saying nothing about cartel because I think cartel is like if there's a cartel in Canada, Trudeau probably can't do that. Unless they're working together. Listen to me. Remember the dream. Because let me get to the punchline, you know. Just the other day, mind you, can't always believe things that you hear, you know. But just the other day, they said, oh, we're sending, you know, you hear they're always talking about sending the migrants back. We're sending them back. Okay, in Venezuela, they don't want them. They don't want them back, whatever. Then the other day, what did you hear? Because we're not pretending I don't hear. I'm not pretending, okay? Because I heard. And what did they... I don't care what I'm going to say really into the whole thing, you know. And how they want to paint the thing, you know. Sometimes, there's one sentence. There's one part that is straight telling you. So, big controversy happened now. At one of them airports, while they're traveling, while they're trying to get... the people back to their country. So they say, just listen to this one. Leo, listen to this one. So, okay. What I gather from the story is that there's two different planes. How did I gather that? Because they didn't tell you. They just told you they're putting people on the plane. They said, quote unquote, just using their words, that the migrants stormed the plane and the police were called. And then the police had to come and deal with the migrants storming the planes. And this was attacked and there was a big fight or something like that. But where they told you they're attacking the plane with women and children on it. They were attacking, okay, so the men were attacking the plane with the women. So what they're telling, what that says to me now, they separated the women and children, put them on one plane. The men, they put into another plane. Did you know that thing called flasher? What a flasher is, like a black Jew, I believe it is, a flasher. Oh, go again now, because in Ethiopia, I got flasher. Right? All the flashers get there. Because they told some crazy story where they're supposed to be freed or something like that. So then put them on a plane thinking that they're going to be free. And then they end up in some big war fighting. No, I mean, you know, let's go to the punchline here again. You know. They attacked the plane with the women and children on it. You better believe it. Let me tell you, the USA, them own self, told you that you have to. That's the only way that things will not go the way that they want it to go. You realize that? In the 9/11, where things just changed after that time, they told you the only way not to make what they're planning to happen, you got to rush the terrorists. If the terrorists are on the plane and they're going to go bomb up, I think, Pennsylvania or something, and the passengers on the plane are like, nah, man, it's not going on like that. And somebody might call and say, listen, what we're going to do, we're going to rush them. You know, we love you. These guys are so hocus pocus, you know. All this stuff. I think so. Like, I don't know. You know, it's hard to believe anything. But I think what they're really saying to you is that the plane that didn't make it to its destination was because the passengers attacked the terrorists. That plane didn't make it to its destination. So even though like a plane full of people died, but it saves the country, saves the future. That symbolism, I don't think I've ever really told anybody that one. But that's the symbolic situation there. That's a symbolic thing. I think it is. And there's probably a lot more symbolism in that whole, but we're not talking about that. What we're talking about is right now and how serious this is right here, right now. Because part two of the story, this is after the dream. This is post-dream now. Remember that boxing arena? Oh, who came out yesterday and the day before talking about all this stuff? Which boxer was it? Oh, boy. Did you hear the things that he was saying? What's the narrative that they're painting? That he's on cocaine. But he said to do the drug test. What's the other narrative that he's painting? That he's crazy. What did you listen to him? I don't think gentleman's crazy at all. he's not the first, right? Like, I mean, I could make a whole series. You know, you hear Kanye talking about it. You hear all kinds of people talking about the same kind of things in the same kind of way. But he's telling you straight with the children. Now you hear another guy coming on the feed. That's why you have to be careful of the people around you. The first man come on the feed, he's like, is your mental okay? Click. I would have clicked on him. You out. Because if I'm telling you something I witnessed, something I know, and I'm trying to help you by telling you, that's the problem with the whole thing. Because they kind of got the thing unlocked per se, not everywhere. Cena. What a podcast. Hey, what a podcast. Hey, what a podcast. Wow. What a way this thing is coming to fruition. Because maybe we need to activate that pineal gland. Now, those people couldn't do what they do if they didn't have the numbers, if they didn't have the history behind it, and the political influence. So for me, Percy boy, I don't know who to trust. You get me? Because so many people are involved with so much stuff. I'm not no business about that. Because you can't take the money to your grave. That power that you're looking is false power. Because they tell you. Almighty power. You can't lose there for sure. All right. Well, Haiti uprising. They say, yo, that PM can't come back to Haiti. Say, oh. But it's what we're seeing now and how they're broadcasting and portraying things to say that the gangs are a bad thing for the civilians per se. But the gangs are saying, listen, it's the government. They're not doing the right things for the civilians. So which is it then? You're right. This thing has just happened from today. Since the Haitian president got killed or assassinated, whatever. Right? Not whatever. It's important because every life matters. But now... And not so much every life matters. Well, yeah, that. But what I'm saying is that maybe he was for the people. And then I forget what happened over there with that president dying. Wait, you see? Even over the COVID thing and all those government bodies, those presidents dying in Africa that didn't agree with giving it to their people. then after death, then suddenly it's a thing that we were able to give to people. It's time for us to say no, man. No, man. Because you're going to sit down. But listen, the soldier. There's a soldier that came out again now. And he said, man, he's tired of fighting wars to making them money off of weapons and such. Even with the Haiti, where them get them the big gun from? It's corruption, man. And it's horrible because you're talking about real life. You're going to infiltrate people's lives, man. I don't agree with that. The thing that Ryan Garcia is talking about and people are hurting children, that doesn't fly in my camp. My whole embodiment. The way that we just read that whole thing from spirit to flesh, it doesn't work. At one time, I look at it and say, listen, all children are my children, you know. I make sure, like a customer service job, I make sure I go, because McDonald's, I go to McDonald's in the morning. I don't really eat McDonald's, right? And I don't advise to eat McDonald's, but I'm eating pancake. But even that I stopped doing because it's microwave, you know? Microwave is not good to eat. Or it's not good to use. I'm not going to eat microwave, right? So, so, I'm saying, the people got to unite, man. On that live stream of 17,000 people, and when he was saying, listen, I just need you guys to come around me. You know, I just need you to come here and protect me. You know what these guys say? They say, listen, Ryan, we're with you. They say, Ryan, we're with you. You know, it's your fight, but we're going to pray and we're going to make sure, you know, whatever. And it's not so much that one there now, because righteous prayer and righteous manners and righteous ways, in the spiritual vibration of things, we can help him. And really, you probably want a physical presence there, because if 17,000 people embarked onto wherever he was at that moment in time, and said, listen, because he's rich enough to feed all of them anyway. We're not leave, because nobody wants to go through that. Whatever he's talking about, it's just like, oh, it's not happening. No, it's happening. And it can happen to you. It can happen to you. For whatever reason. That's why all them, if you have smartphone or smart TV, if you have smart TV in your room, you got to get it out, man. Like, they're watching every move that you're making. Listen to every move. Every move. Make no mistake about it. You say, oh, I have nothing to hide. No, you do. That's what I would always say. I have nothing to hide, nothing to hide. And then kaboom. All angles, all things, always. The guy there is telling you. But these people aren't, they're number one, he doesn't even know who his friends are. Okay? And that's not easy to know either in a position of that way, right? Because when you're making a lot of money, everybody puts on that role as they're your friend. But when the time comes down to it, the question is, who's really going to be there for you? Three-finger salute to Brazil coming together in that way. Because I'll tell you, I'm not offending nobody. I'm just telling you like it is. Listen, on this podcast here, and I don't know. To be careful of what you say, yes, because people's feelings and certain things, yes, yes. But think about what I'm saying still. And see if it makes a little sense. Really. Because it's not the narrative that makes sense. But the narrative is painted for people to think it makes sense. But if you're listening, you're seeing, and you know it doesn't make no sense. I'm not coming over there, G. I'm not going to pretend like, I'm not going to carry on a conversation with a person, and enough times not even a conversation. I'm talking about apples, you're talking about oranges. Well, this conversation cuts now. Seeing, I'm not going to sit down and pretend. Well, when I say cut, no, it depends on how it goes, because I have a whole strategy about the thingy. One step back first, you know? Look, you know, I said, oh, yeah, okay, all right, then, bye-bye, you know? Right. So, I just keep it straight, because what happens is, like, as the youth them, having more youth them and growing up and rigging, it's a system that's showing them what's right from wrong and certain things like that. And the truth is they're showing what wrong is right and what's right is wrong. To confuse the people, to create division, to understand, you don't even know yourself. So how now could you unite with another person? Couldn't. You would think so because it's built upon things of nothing, but of what you call is a common thing, but it's really built based on nothing. Like, you know, like you go get a bunch of tattoo now. So you see a girl with a bunch of tattoos. You say, Blackfoot, this is fate. We have a nose ring and a ear ring. I'll come down and she have the same kind of nose ring. She said, Blackfoot, this, you know, because what you're really seeing is identifying self. But sometimes two people don't even make one, right? And sometimes you're kind of better off by yourself still, which is ironic because of influence. But another question becomes is, who are you hanging around? Who's around you? How do you know the person's there with you, for you? Well, I look at it like this. No doubt. G's on P's on. If you can help somebody, then you're definitely an Americana. If you have a gist of, like Ryan Garcia there, you know, I respect that still, because even though, like, the certain night, but we can't tell a person their relationship with the Almighty. You can't. No matter what. Because that's your thing with the Almighty. A person might sin. A person might this and that. Sorry. Conversation, I get deep, you know. But yeah. You don't know a person's relationship with the Almighty. That's a personal thing, you know, because Father God could have granted people some kind of favor. And you say, how? We say, wait. You don't say how, like, I don't say, you know, not, but I'm saying, though, my goodness, you know, because you think you got to be a perfect saint. I don't think so. But I think the more you become a saint, that way, the stronger you become. Because what he keeps referring to is Jesus. And I would say the name Christ, like Jesus Christ, because you guys see, I would say the whole name. But again, you can't tell a person like, their relationship with the Almighty. But he says it's a lot, you understand? And like in terms of saying, listen, I have nothing to fear. This Father God's my protector, you know. I should go into the Bible now, because when you're looking at Judas Maccabeus, right? Before he went to war, when the king was dying, this is the Maccabees Bible. When the king was dying, and Judas Maccabeus was with the king when he was dying, and the king looked at Judas Maccabeus and says, listen, before every war, any time I'm going before your enemies, remember your forefathers. Remember that God was with them. Because we can see where this is going. Like, I watched Terminator. I watched RoboCop. I watched those. Trudeau. Biden. Funny. If you want to talk comedy, just say, if you want to laugh, just say, Trudeau, Biden. Funniest joke ever. Funniest joke ever, I tell you. Let's say the two words. Two names or what have you. Anyways, there's much more we can speak about. You know what's good about this one, though? I'll tell you. Mike Epps. You know, and I'm not, because listen, we're cursing and certain things and certain words, and we don't know people, eh? I mean, honestly, none of them. You know, I'm a common man. I'm a common man. I'm for the common man, with the common man. That's why I can do the Operation Amber and help out a lot of people. You know, God willing, right? Because, God, I've been through enough. You know what I'm saying? Been through enough. Nothing doesn't matter. Listen, when I, like, just going, okay, check. With the Operation Amber, I said I'm the ambassador, right? So, okay, now, so, walking on the road, same time, you know, if something look a little bit strange or offish, you know, I'm going to have to go check it out, you know, investigative reports. Eh? I got to go check it out, right? I got to go check it out, man. Yeah. So, hey, check it out deep now. Because, you know, maybe a person sitting on the corner, girl, something. You all right? You okay? I can't pass you by and not ask you, are you all right? Not all the time, I'll tell you, because my life is rough still. In all kind of crazy ways still. You know what I mean? So I don't know what's going on, but I do know Father's with me. You see? That's why I'm telling you all these things. I know. When you call the name of Almighty, the name of Jesus Christ, like, if you get attacked by any evil, and you rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ, that evil run. I swear, that thing runs. Another thing Ryan Garcia said, talking about demons. I'll show you right now. Turn off the light. Bam, bam, bam. At that time, my left eyebrow went up. So, but when the meantime, between time, I know that those people do these rituals and they have some kind of effect. One person was telling me that one time. Well, Father God has a effect too, you know? Most has an effect, you know? And that effect is bigger than any effect. Look at the water. The waters have their own thing going on, you know? The trees have their own thing. It's all united into one, right? United into us and embedded into us. So we have to kind of harness a spirit of righteousness. Harness a spirit of holiness. Because we're living in a time now, because when the soldiers get to realize this and we're being used, you know, even though like they go and they have fun doing it, which is a horrible fun, because people are sick, eh? How can you take somebody's life? How can you go and rape somebody? Like all this stuff. What are you doing? What are you thinking about? What's wrong with you? How can we sit down here and say that that's okay or this is just another movie? It's not a movie. It is kind of a movie because everything is lying corruption, but people are getting hurt, man. Beyond all of that. So what I really didn't say was maybe that plane, how they separated the women and children on one and the men on the other. Oh my goodness. Because when you check it out, even the couple in January, I believe 3 different planes got caught of having children underage on it. And then one of the things that Ryan Garcia is saying, because when you're going through that journey of wherever you're coming from, going to the States, a person can get lost, a person can die, a person can get kidnapped and all these things, and nobody knows nothing. Remember that. Nobody knows nothing. All of those people, G, coming from over there, then they just board them on a plane. Nobody knows nothing. Where's the nothing on the document or something outside that now? Nobody knows. They just disappear. You see? And not heard of again. Because the people from in their countries thinking they're going over there. And you don't know with a journey like that, all kind of things can go on, and sometimes you're going to lose contact. Listen, man, I said, as you can see, it's the police that put his hands on the migrant in the NYC first, in the first place. Because I have another YouTuber there where the police is telling him to come off the sidewalk. He's like, nah, it's public. Can't tell me to come off the sidewalk. But in this case, in NYC, they chose to put his hands on the guy. And, well, what do you think? Hold on. Hey, look here. I'm tired of all of that stuff. Why do they think that they're above the law? They feel they can push you, all this stuff, harm you, hurt you, beat you up, all this stuff, and nothing doesn't happen to them. No. They rage war on the wrong person. You rage war on the wrong person because Almighty love me, G. When we harness Father God's love, you know, Star, I'm not perfect, mind you, still. But clearly, if you like, dream like that, the next day this guy is all over YouTube. Now there's nothing. Well, and I don't see it. It's not showing up on my feed. But this is serious stuff. Everybody got to unite and come together. Who's in about like saying, listen, we're not into that ish. Because listen, when the soldiers realize they're being used, with a police realizer being used, because they feel like they're powerful already, you know, so they're all right. Them think they're all right now, because I'm going to go pick up them money from the different stores that extorting from, all this different things, different drug dealers they have network with, and all the mobsters, they have their thing going on. That's why they always talk about having these people in their pocket. So these gangsters are out there thinking that they're above the norm. When you check it out deeply, they just showed you that you're insignificant. Because they're jabbing everybody. So now, they got about their life because they're making how much thousands under the covers? I think everything's jolly, everything's good until the time. Because what do you think they're making all these robots for? Anyway. You understand? So, is it too late? It's never too late. Father Jah is Almighty G, and we work them way there, right? We have to kind of get the pineal gland cooking. We have to get the pineal gland cooking. The holiness cooking. Righteousness cooking them way there. Righteous, because it must good cooking. I'm very tasty. Lovely, as a matter of fact. Because listen, right? That's the thing about getting to heaven now, you know? You don't have to worry about all these things. That's the best part about the thing, you know, and it's all love. You know what I mean? Joyous business, you know what I mean? You have to walk in nature and touch a tree and feel good about stuff. But I think the energy level is different today than it was yesterday. Every day is different. That's why I have these videos of the full moon. And you can see, to me, I feel the energy level. That energy level can increase. People use it for different things, you know. But listen, when you use it in the righteous way, that the God to the heavens, it shouldn't trouble the people then. Because you got people like me, you know, and people like you, you know. You know what I mean? And we're embedded with the Almighty. See what you mean? We're not perfect, you know. But at least we try to do good things, right? All the time, and or whatever. I want to do better. Fall victim sometimes still, but pick up again and go again, you know. But now is you know, war time, so I gotta be more serious, even though, like, you know, flesh is weak still, but can be strong in spirit, and in time you become better and better and better as practice make perfect. But now, like minds, like spirits, we unite together. Because as you can see before, what they said is that they communicate without the telephone through their minds. So the power of the mind, power of the spirit. If you're good and you seek holiness and you seek righteousness to seek these things, what we do, we harness that energy and we go get those bad people. All of them. There's no place for it over here. You're not going to hurt my children. You're not going to hurt my children, are you? No, you're not. No, nobody is. Right? But they've been. But there's going to come a... Listen to this one. Hitler. Talk about Hitler. You say, wow, what an extreme. Well, first of all, we don't even know what's true from false, whatever they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But listen to this. Hitler wanted to get rid of all the Freemason lodges. Swear. I think it wasn't... Where was it again? I can't remember. I don't want to call no name, but it was, they invaded somewhere and took all the books, all the history books, and sent them down to Poland and sent it over there. But got rid of the Freemason and all that secret society stuff. I think that's why they bombed them. I think that's what happened. And if you listen to me and I'm telling you that you're if you fall victim and you go join one crew, look, listen, in Haiti, they say all the gangs are together. But anyways, what I'm talking about, if you fall on the wrong path, G, and you're going down the wrong road, man, and you're going down evil, negative, bad road, even though you may think that you're, you know, it's powerful, you're in trouble, man. I'm telling you, you're in big trouble, man. Big trouble, man. Bill Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, all of them. All I'm saying, one's going talking and telling you all these things, you know, but they're wicked. They're in trouble. Make no mistake about it. Anybody who shed innocent blood, big trouble, big problems. Anybody lead anybody astray, big trouble, big problems. You don't need no gun. What I'm saying is, as the ambassador walking on the road and stuff and helping these people or seeing what they need and talk to them, all it is love and nurture. That's all people need is nurture, G. They just need a little somebody to know they're concerned about them. Can't live in a world of so much people. You know, it's not like that everywhere, but look, man, we have to open our, you know what I mean? Like, be together with the next person, man. Make everything okay, all right, yo. Like, yo. You know how talented some people are, but hard on the luck or whatever else is going on, whatever. And it's not about the talent, but everybody's somebody. You know? Like, I'm looking at one of these videos the other day when I was going door to door, and when Bridging, I don't know his state, you know? I could assume, but I'm not going to do that, right? But, you know, I come out the store, rocks. I was wearing it on camera in my head, right? And he's like, yeah. I think at that time, I was going door to door to see what it's like, and also, like, what it's like in Edmonton, go door to door, you know what I mean? And also to hand out these flyers, really for window cleaning, you know what I mean? It was a quick hustle, right? But then the advertising stuff was at the bottom, just to say, okay, well, if you need that, you know what I mean? So I come out the store. G, I forget what the G said or how it came about. But you can just see me just there listen to him, talking to him. And this G was like, yeah, and he got me some business. Cause he went in one store, he said, yeah, you go just go in there, man. Okay, we're gonna go over there Wednesday, man. Meet me there Wednesday. We're gonna go. Imagine that. That's not the first time. But I'm not saying no, there's a lot of people take things way out of lead. You know what I mean? Because they think, I don't know what. You know what I mean? But it's best to treat people righteous still. You know what I mean? Like, that goes for everybody. Because if you're not, like, you know what I mean? You can't expect the next person to be like, okay, you know, even though, like, it's written in the Bible true. Like, a calm tone. You know what I mean? Like, a calm tone versus, like, a loud one. You know what I mean? Vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of argument. You know what I mean? But in calm, you keep yourself calm or calm tone doesn't make way for a fight. I see that to be so true. A lot of things in the Bible. But you're all going out of Brazil. I don't wrong nothing, you know, because if you follow a man, like in all this, like, because, you know, for example, like, they have I think it's Sheba or whatever, something, God of Sheba, something like that, in front of CERN, you know, God of War or something, right? A Hindu God of War outside of CERN. Put up one statue on there, seeing? I mean, you know, so if they want to embark on that kind of vibration, it's trouble. It's just big trouble, you know. I forget the point I was going to make with that one, to be honest. But, yeah, no, man, be careful. And I'm not telling you that the church is your answer. I'm not going to tell you that. Church is the followers of Christ. You know what I mean? It's the body of Christ. I mean, a hand, a foot, and what makes you different and what you do to, you know, help him out. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's different, right? That's why it's the body of Christ, which is real church, you know? Because what happened all over the time and the history and stuff like that, like, you can see a lot of these, like, it's not cool, man. The Protestants protest, we remember talking that earlier in terms of speaking and language. Protest, Protestants. They're the ones who make concessions to make paganism come into the church. There's a lot of symbolizations, a lot of symbols in and around the church. Not all of them, but that's how you know which is which. Be careful. Keep your eyes open. Don't pretend like you don't see. You see. Careful of your influences, who you're hanging around. Lonely road still to be by self, but if that's what it takes, that's what has to happen. That's what got to be. Because you're not really by yourself, you know. It's footprints in the sand. Where I see it. You know what I mean? Yes, that is what I mean. And I mean what I'm saying. I'm saying what I mean. Yeah. So it's a serious thing. you know, everything serious. But you know, like, because you know, we don't always want to talk so serious. I'm trying to find a lighter note. You know what I mean? A lighter note. And I guess a light note is really just embracing nature. You know, when I watch these people on the YouTube for real, like, I always look at the sky and look how the sky is different. The sky is different here. I think so. You know, a lot of things going on. But to embrace that spirit, good spirit, I mean your spirit, right? Understand self, what makes one person tick, what makes us tick. You know, what can we become better at or good at? What do you love? Like, you know, like for me, it's really nature and such like that. And hey, I'm not saying no, you know, I think something's going on right here in Edmonton too. But I don't know. All kinds of things goes on around me, you know, right? All kind of stuff. So I can't say no, but I saw one bone, like in the forest, like not really forest, on the outside of the forest. Some little, it's like a bone, like just sitting there, like it looked like fresh and green. So, anyways, and you know, it's crazy and ironic too. Like when I was young, I used to read this book called The BFG, I think The Big Friendly Giant, and they came up with a movie about it. I didn't watch the movie, but when I was a child, I used to read the book by Roald Dahl. Yeah, and yeah, BFG him go around, and he blows dreams into people's rooms, you know, into children's rooms, you know, like good dreams and stuff. But he was the only good giant. Amazing. Just amazing how life is. And all these wonders on the earth, you know. Take a look through Google Maps, you know. I ought to do that. That's interesting, man. The different plains and plateaus and the different things you're able to see. You know, all these, what's it called? Those heads that come out the ground. All these different things, man. It's a wonder, really, how going. You know what I'm saying? But it's a beauty still. And when you see all these things and, like, you know, if it touches our feeling, you know, say God's embedded into the person. Right? Because this, it's all in oneness. Like the trees. The trees are alive. Make no mistake about it. There's so much different proofs saying that the trees are alive. Touch me. My thing is, no, you call me crazy, but hey, I touch the tree, man. I touch the tree. Sometimes I just hold on to the tree for a little bit because gotta harness some kind of vibration. You mean in like natural? I guess it might even be the same as a person going into the ocean. I never thought about that. Because the water is around your body. I never thought about it. But the deepness of the water, you know what I mean? Where it's coming from, you know, that piece of wire is touching you now and everything that goes with it. The history of where it's coming from, you know what I mean? And all those things underneath the ocean, all these things. Mankind knows nothing about the ocean. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? And I say crazy, but they think that they go on like they know everything and they don't know one. And they make it up. They say they go land on the moon and make the flag blow. You know what I mean? Yeah, they say they're going to land on the moon, but the flag is blowing. Okay. All right. All right, then. You know what I mean? Mm-mm.
One small step for mankind.
True, really? Yeah. Is that right? No, no, man. You guys are so funny, funny. There are a lot of funny things, you know. Lots of funny, funny, funny. Because what happened now, they can't really work with the same technology from before as they can today because you can assess the technology, right? And see. Yeah. Anyhow, it's all about the time we live in. You know, big up everybody throughout the globe, you know, whether Trinidad and Tobago, whether Philippines, whether Russia, Japan, whole Africa. I mean, I don't see a whole Africa tuning in though, but you can if you want to. You know, righteous thing, righteous road. You know? One love scenario synopsis. But I'll tell you, you know, especially when things become popular, we can't always believe everything that we hear. We can't believe everything that we see. But there's certain aspect of things when it's time to believe. It's time to believe, man. Don't pretend like you don't see. You see? Yappers. Yeah, man. You know, anywhere you're listening throughout the globe, one love scenario. Music is coming up, but I want to get this proposal done first, right? You mean, so no disrespect. I mean, I'm a love, my love, everybody. You know what I mean? That listens to the time we live in. You know what I mean? Sweet Angel Bear 37. One love each and every time. Black Dragon Radio. Yaga yo. Hello. Sweet Angel Bear 37. Jess, what's happening? One love to each and everybody throughout the globe. To everybody listening. One love to you. Yeah, sorry, Sweet Angel Bear. What it is like I have it on a different screen and I just get rambling, chatting sometimes. And thank you for liking the show. And thank you for listening. I don't know what's up. One love scenario. Have a good night. And have a good day. Have a good everything. God bless you and your family.